Here's something that every member of the Lord's church should be aware of, and that is our adversary, Satan, is seeking to devour us as a roaring lion. 1 Peter 5:8. And he hides his identity. You know that in Genesis 3:1 with Eve, he became a serpent. And something else, he appears as an angel of light. 2 Corinthians 11:14. And therefore, every member of the Lord's church must remain faithful by continual obedience to the precious gospel of Christ. The gospel which I preach, if it is not the gospel of Christ, may I be silenced. Well, sad to say, today there is a growing lack of respect for God, our Creator, and His inspired written word in our beloved country. And even in the Lord's church, there are brethren trying to adjust the gospel of Christ to the culture in which we live. Well, God's word does not change with the culture, as we all should know. And the problem here is because these brethren do not have a proper view of Almighty God, our Creator. They're not respecting all God's commands. They're not realizing the all-sufficiency of God's inspired written word, the Holy Bible. And so this morning, let's sound the alarm. Let's get back to the Bible. And we'll begin our study in just a moment. Hello, I'm Bob Hawkins, and for the Morgan Street Church of Christ, we welcome you this morning to Preparing for Eternity. And we want to take this opportunity to invite everyone to join in with us here at 540 East Morgan Street here in Martinsville, as, yes sir, we study God's precious word in our Bible classes. Then as we assemble together to worship God, we strive to do so in spirit and in truth. That would be with a proper attitude, but also following the New Testament pattern. And that's John 4:24, is it not? And I can assure you, you will receive a very warm welcome. We love to have visitors. Something else I want to mention, if you are interested in having a Bible study together, we will be glad to set that up at your convenience. Also, if you're interested in taking Bible correspondence courses, we'll be glad to send those to you free, of course. And something else to mention, we're always glad to answer Bible questions you may have. Your comments, positive or negative, they're also appreciated. So again, you can write to us. That's 540 East Morgan Street, Martinsville, Indiana, 46151 is the zip code. And our office phone number, area code 765-342-6027. Excuse me. One other thing, and that is our website address. It is www.morganstreetchurchofchrist.org. And you'll find our radio sermons going back a number of years, and our bulletins, good articles that are in the bulletin, so you'll want to check that out. Now, let's get into our study, as we need to make the rallying call. Let's get back to the Bible, as so many are not seeing the urgency to recognize the avenues of temptation that Satan uses, as he did in Genesis 3:6. He did it with our Lord and Savior in Matthew 4:1-12, and 1 John 2:15-17. Again, you see those same three avenues listed: lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. We need to be aware of those. and also the allies that Satan utilizes. Worldly power, which includes corrupt governments and false philosophy. And then false religion. How many different religious groups are there today? You can't count them. That's a weapon of Satan. And then thirdly, worldly lust. And as you study the last book of the Bible, the Revelation, you can see this, especially in chapters 12, 13, and 17. All these evil instruments are based on Satan's lies. John 8:44. So, as we think about my view of the Word of God, and you do the same, if you would, let's do self-inventory. Are we respecting God's commandments? Are we realizing the all-sufficiency of God's inspired written Word? Notice with me, if you would, 2 Samuel, 2 Samuel 22, 31 through 33. As for God, His way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all them that trust in Him. For who is God save the Lord? And who is a rock save our God? God is my strength and power, and He maketh my way perfect. So true, is it not? We need to be with that same attitude. Notice Psalm 119, verse 6. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. Verse 128. Therefore I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right, and I hate every false way. And 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, we all should know this verse, this passage rather. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect. That's not sinless perfect, no, but that's what? Mature in the faith. And then to finish out the passage, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Therefore, nothing is lacking. As you see in 2 Peter 1:3, the Scriptures contain all things unto life and godliness. There is not a lacking in the Word of God for our spiritual aspect of life. We need to submit to the gospel of Christ and stay faithful, no matter how many do not. And so, let's ask this question. How many people today are blindly following so-called politically correct leaders? And we could use a number of terms here. Progressives, woke, those who claim to be woke. They're not woke to the Word of God. It's just the opposite. They've left the truth, and their imaginations have run wild. Yes, these are ungodly folks, and they have a very liberal mindset. That is, loosening from the Word of God. And these people are best described by the inspired Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 1, 18 through 32. We won't take the time to read that now, but you'll want to study that. And we don't want to take pleasure in those that are doing the things listed. And homosexuality is in that section of Scripture. Here's the point. All accountable souls are either standing in the gospel or tossed to and fro with the winds of deception. As we see in Ephesians 4:14, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Hebrews 13:9 also deals with that. Well, We want to be standing in the gospel, do we not? Hopefully that is the answer for every one of us. And then we need to know this, either we're faithful in the Church of Christ, if we're accountable, or we're lost in our sins. It's one or the other. Notice with me now Ephesians 2, and let's study verses 1 through 6 and meditate upon them. And you have he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, where in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, Satan that is, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That is, if we've obeyed the gospel. You see the difference of being in one's sins, but learning the truth, submitting to the will of God, we're blessed to have salvation by the grace of God. Yes, but we need to respond to God's grace in obedience to the precious gospel of Christ. Now, either we're standing for Christ or we're standing against him. Is that not what Jesus said in Matthew 12:30? He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad. Well, as we're offering this rallying cry, get back to the Bible. We need to know there are those who are advocating that the Bible is obsolete now in the 21st century. Well, is that the case? Has the Bible become obsolete for the time in which we live? Well, you know, this question has to be answered in every generation. Why? Because Satan knows the power of God's Word, and he attacks it. He desires that it be removed from the hearts of mankind. Go with me now to Luke chapter 8, where you'll find the parable of the four types of soils. The sower went out to sow the seed, and the seed fell on these four types of soils, representing the hearts of mankind. And Jesus explained the parable in verses 11 and 12. Notice, the seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are they that hear, then cometh the devil and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. You see, Satan knows the power of God's word. He doesn't want it to stay there and be accepted. Germinate, in other words. He doesn't want that. So there's so many people in our beloved country now that are actually thinking that the Bible is not sufficient for modern man. And others, and this is a lot of folks too, have an attitude of total indifference towards God's Word. Is that not right? Well, just look around and see the activities going on. And on the Lord's Day, how many are there to worship God in spirit and in truth, studying the Word of God daily? What would be the percentage of those who do not? Quite a bit more than those who do, unfortunately. Well, I want to go back a number of years, and you can see how our country has began, you know, it, and it's been going on for some time, going in the wrong direction, away from the Word of God, away from God. Remember when President Obama made this statement, "I personally believe in marriage equality for same-sex couples." Well, the Supreme Court agreed with him, 5-4, five justices agreed with him, four did not, and they were overruled, and this was against the Defense of Marriage Act, and this was for the rights of the states to approve same-sex marriage. How many years had it been the way it should be? Marriage was between a man and a woman. Now it's man and man, woman and woman. How is it that all of a sudden this is right? In all those years where it was right, they say that's not right. So you see where we're at. That's just one example. Here's another. What about our tax dollars having been used to fund Planned Parenthood, which is an organization doing just the opposite of planning for parenthood, as they're killing, through the means of abortion, innocent babies by the millions? Now, they have been defunded in a sense, but they still get some federal funds through federal programs. And of course, we can talk about the continued attacks on God's Word, along with the promoting of ungodliness. As you watch TV, as you go to the movies, other media outlets, what are you going to find? Well, it's just outright immorality. And the influence upon young people, you see the effects. Yes. And here's another problem. Even in the Lord's church, a number of brethren have the belief that the Holy Spirit leads them in a miraculous way, separate and apart from the Word of God. Well, what does that view do? And it's a false view. Here's what it does. It reduces one's confidence in God's Word and leads to a false security in one's feelings. If you believe the Holy Spirit leads you separate and apart from the Word, why should you study the Word? You see the point? The miraculous has ended when the full revelation of God came forth. The Holy Spirit leads us through the Word of God. And so, but the answer again to this question, has the Bible become obsolete for the time in which we live? The answer is a resounding no. Of course it's not obsolete. We have the complete revelation of God by having access to all 66 books contained in the Bible. You know, 1 Corinthians 13:10, here's the love chapter, and Paul was dealing with miraculous gifts that are going to end. When are they going to end, Paul? When that which is perfect is come. That's when the miraculous gifts, that which is in part, shall be done away. There's no need for it any longer, just like the scaffolding is taken down after the building is finished. And the complete revelation of God means there will be no further revelations from God. It's perfect. God's Word is perfect. As you see in Psalm 19:7, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. James 1:25, we all should know this verse, "But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed." That's right. You see, God's final revelation to man, it never never, 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 never becomes outdated. And it's certainly never going to become obsolete. 1 Peter 1:23 through 25. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man is the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away, but the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Peter was quoting Isaiah 48, wasn't he? Thus, again, let's get back to the Bible should be the rallying. I'm having a difficult time with that word. But we need to rally together to shout from the rooftops. Let's get back to the Bible. As the Bible is all sufficient, all authoritative, verbal, plenary, and only divine standard of truth which God breathed. Yes, it's inspired by God. And this is proven by overwhelming evidence. We could talk about the unity of 66 books written over a period of 1,600 years by about 40 different inspired writers. And yet, with all the different backgrounds and so forth, and all these different times they wrote in, going back to the Old Testament, of course, Moses with the first five books, and you have in the New Testament, of course, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Paul writing many of the books in the New Testament, James and Jude and Peter, Luke, of course, with that book of Acts. You see, it fits together perfectly. That's not possible with man. That's evidence. There's no mistakes in history. A lot of history in the Bible. And there's a lot of geographical descriptions, seas and lakes and rivers and cities and all that. Altitude, it's always correct. And here's a very strong evidence, prophecy. Oh, we could talk about that for some time. Yes, prophecies of nations, and even individual kings before they were born being named, like Cyrus. There's over 300 prophecies concerning Christ. Yes. And fulfilled in the New Testament, except for the second coming. What about the scientific facts we could talk about? How did the writers know about these facts of science that we know today? They weren't with that information. Of course not. The Bible foresees every religious era and refutes it. We could talk about the indestructibility. How many attacks have been on the Word of God all down through the years? Yet here it stands. It shall stand forever. What about the superior wisdom of the Word of God? If you were to look at the Quran, and what kind of wisdom do you get out of that? Compared to the Word of God, there is really no comparison. And many other evidences could be given. What about this? The Bible is the only book that tells sinful man what he often does not want to hear, yet it survives as the world's most popular book. It's also the world's most neglected book, we might add, though. The Bible is the very essence of moral excellence. The all-sufficient Word of God, the Holy Bible, is man's only guide to true happiness in this life. We studied that, did we not, in Matthew 5, 1 through 12, the Beatitudes, remember? And it's man's only guide to eternal life in heaven. We need to appreciate that. Paul and Jude, inspired writers, made it clear that the one gospel system called the faith, that's right, the faith, must be preached and defended. Here's an example, Galatians 1, 8, and 9. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. Jude 3, Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Well, I want to mention this before our time is up. Here's another means for proving that the Bible is all sufficient for man as he is, no matter in which century he lives, and that is by answering the following question: what if everyone followed the Bible today? Well, that would eliminate sin of all types: murder, rape, child molestation, kidnapping, wars, and just on and on I could go. If everyone is following the Bible, imagine how wonderful that would be. But sad to say, the majority of the world does not follow the Bible. We see that, as Jesus said in Matthew 7:13 and 14, "Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto everlasting life," eternal life, "and few there be that find it." Sad to say, we need to be of the few, though. That's right. Now, as we close out our study this morning, are we staying with the Word of God, studying the Word every day? We have the truth if we are faithful members of the body of Christ, and we need to get out the good news. Let's get back to the Bible. That's right. If our nation would do that, boy, wouldn't that be wonderful? There's so much division now, and it's sad to watch the news. But if we're a faithful Christian, we have peace of mind, the peace that passeth all understanding. That's what we have as a Christian, the best life possible. And we need to get the good news out. Stand firm with the truth, never compromise it. Buy the truth and sell it not. We stand ready to assist anyone in obeying the gospel. If you have not done so, why not today? We'll study further. We need to hear the truth. That's how our faith comes, Romans 10:17. Then we need to believe Jesus is the Christ. We need to repent of our sins, making a change of wills, Luke 13:3-5. And then, of course, make the good confession unto salvation, Romans 10:9-10, and then to be immersed into a watery grave for the remission of our sins, contacting the precious blood of Christ, Acts 22:16. The Lord adds us to His body, Acts 2:47. And we thank you so much for listening today.